Actual Test 1. Part 1. Item numbers 1 through 15. You will now hear 15 items, each made up of a single spoken statement, followed by 4 spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to the statement. Now, let's begin Part 1. Number 1.
How do you like your steak cooked?
A. It was delicious. B. Great job. Well done. C. I like it rare and juicy. D. Let me have salad first. Number 2. Would you like me to take you home?
A. Don't bother. B. I am on my way home. C. You should visit my place. D. Sure, get in.
Number 3.
For here or to go?
A. Can I have it for takeout? B. Either one is fine. C. Here you go. D. I'd like to hear your opinion. Number 4. Wow, your apartment seems spacious and quiet.
A. Thanks. Make yourself at home. B. It's my pleasure. C. Take it easy. D. What do you think of my apartment?
Number 5.
Jason, nice to meet you.
A. It's very nice of you. B. Not at all. C. Have we met before? D. Same here. Number 6. I didn't mean to upset you.
A. I feel the same way. B. I mean it. C. Forget about it. D. It's you who should be thanked.
Number 7.
Can I use your laptop for a second?
A. I'll ask about it. B. I'm afraid not. C. Sure, it's yours for the asking. D. Let me show you another. Number 8.
My computer crashed again.
A. I'm relieved you're safe. B. Just reboot your system. C. I'll take it to the garage. D. Great. How did you do that? Number 9. Do you really have to go home now?
A. I'm afraid I can't make it. B. Sorry, but the night is young. C. I cannot help staying here. D. My father does not let me stay out late.
Number 10. Am I allowed to smoke here?
A. Smoking is prohibited in all areas. B. Smoking is bad for your health. C. I'm sorry, I can't. D. Of course, now you're 20.
Number 11.
I bumped into my old friend Fred on the way here.
A. The traffic is terrible at this time of day. B. You should have called him first. C. Where were you supposed to meet him? D. So did I. What a coincidence. Number 12. You'd like to leave the hospital. Are you serious?
A. You can't leave here without my permission. B. I'm seriously injured in a car accident. C. Don't worry, I feel much better now. D. I'm serious, I'm going to leave work.
Number 13.
Would you help me proofread my essay?
A. A good essay needs organization. B. I'm still reviewing your essay. C. Yes, when do you need it done? D. I'm going to read the newspaper. Number 14.
John, would you like to join us for the movie?
A. Sorry, I won't be home until 8 p.m. B. I wish I could, but I'm behind in my work. C. Great, I've already seen the movie. D. I think you would really like that movie. Number 15.
I really enjoyed my trip to India.
A. Neither did I. I don't like their cuisine. B. How long will you be traveling there? C. Everything around me was so interesting. D. It sounds like you really like traveling. Part 2. Item numbers 16 through 30. You will now hear 15 conversation fragments, each made up of 3 spoken statements, followed by 4 spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to complete the conversation. Now, let's begin part 2. Number 16. Oh no, it looks like it's going to be cloudy all day.
Does that mean we can't go to the beach?
I guess it will be fine as long as you don't plan to get a tan.
A. I like sunny and warm weather. B. 10 people are supposed to be here. C. Oh no, I forgot my umbrella. D. Then the weather will not affect our plan.
Number 17.
Hello, could I please speak to Jeff?
Jeff is busy. Would you like to leave a message?
But it's really important that I speak to him.
A. I'm afraid he is not here. B. Okay, I can take your message then. C. Can you let me know his cell phone number? D. May I ask what it is regarding? Number 18. Can you tell me which bus stops at Laurel Street?
I'm not sure, but you can check the bus route.
Where can I find a map of the bus route?
A. You can get a map of the bus route for free. B. The bus runs every 20 minutes. C. If I were you, I'd rather take a subway. D. Check the newsstand over there.
Number 19.
What's your special tonight?
It's pasta with shrimp and a cream sauce, but I recommend the steak.
Do they both come with a salad?
A. Would you prefer a salad to the steak? B. Then let me get a shrimp salad. C. Yes, soup and salad. D. We also have several kinds of dressing. Number 20. What will you pick as your major at university?
I'm thinking of science.
What kind of science are you interested in?
A. I haven't studied ecology yet. B. I think biology is essential to mankind. C. I didn't come up with a specific field yet. D. Actually, I'm not cut out for science.
Number 21.
The librarian told me I can only check out 10 items at a time.
Does that include magazines and videos?
Yes, but I'm going to need more than 10 materials.
A. I checked out some books yesterday. B. I heard that periodicals are not allowed to be taken out. C. How about borrowing books under my name? D. You should return what you borrowed in time. Number 22. Do you need any cream or sugar for your coffee?
I'd like both, please.
Oh no, I think I'm all out of cream.
A. Never mind, I don't like black coffee. B. It's okay, I love ice cream. C. Milk can be a substitute for the cream. D. If you don't mind, I can help you out.
Number 23.
I'm sorry, but is your name Sam Armstrong?
Yes, but I'm sorry, I don't recognize you.
It's me, Sally White, from Georgia High School.
A. I'm not good at remembering names. B. It's you? Sally? Where are your glasses? C. Let's stay in touch. D. What a coincidence. Number 24. I think we've run out of garbage bags and milk.
Are you going to the store to buy more?
Yes. Do you want to come with me?
A. Let me get bottled water. B. Sure, I'm in the mood for shopping. C. I thought you went to the store. D. Is there anything else we've run out of?
Number 25.
I wish my sister would stop asking me to borrow money.
So you loaned her money again?
Yes, she's my sister. How can I say no?
A. She needs to learn to save her money. B. She pinches pennies. C. Easy come, easy go. D. So you turned her down? Number 26. I'm calling to cancel a room reservation I made.
If you cancel less than 24 hours in advance, there is a small fee.
My reservation is for next Wednesday.
A. How can I help you? B. If so, don't worry about the fee. C. Do you want to confirm your reservation? D. Then we charge $10 for your cancellation.
Number 27.
Have you decided where you want to go on vacation?
I want to go somewhere exotic.
What about Thailand? It's cheaper than most places.
A. That sounds good. B. I've never been abroad. C. Do you want to come along? D. It rains a lot there during the summer. Number 28. My throat has been killing me all day.
How did you manage all your meetings?
I ate a lot of medicine, but it isn't helping.
A. Today's meeting was quite successful. B. You need to go see a doctor right away. C. Let me get you some medicine. D. I have a fever too.
Number 29.
I'd like to mail this letter to Japan.
Would you like to send it by regular or express delivery?
What's the difference in price?
A. We don't do international shipping. B. It's not that expensive. C. This will make the difference. D. Express service is $5 more. Number 30. The copy machine is broken again.
That's the third time this month.
I know. I wish the boss would just buy a new one.
A. Don't even dream of it. B. Don't worry, it's a brand new one. C. It's not like a used one. D. How many times should I tell you?
Part 3. Item numbers 31 through 45. You will now hear 15 complete conversations. For each item, you will hear a conversation and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now, let's begin part 3. Number 31. You don't sound so good.
Yeah, I think I've got a cold.
But the weather's so warm outside.
I always get colds in the summer.
I didn't know you could get a cold in hot weather.
You can get sick any time of the year.
Question. What are they mainly talking about? You don't sound so good.
Yeah, I think I've got a cold.
But the weather's so warm outside.
I always get colds in the summer.
I didn't know you could get a cold in hot weather.
You can get sick any time of the year.
Question. What are they mainly talking about? A. About the cold weather. B. About preventing a cold. C. About the woman's sickness. D. About going outside. Number 32.
The windows in my room are driving me crazy.
Why? What's wrong?
My windows are too big, and the sun is so bright in the morning it wakes me up.
Maybe you should buy some curtains.
I know, but they're so expensive.
You could always make your own. Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
The windows in my room are driving me crazy.
Why? What's wrong?
My windows are too big, and the sun is so bright in the morning it wakes me up.
Maybe you should buy some curtains.
I know, but they're so expensive.
You could always make your own. Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about? A. Getting up early in the morning. B. Buying curtains to cover the windows. C. The large windows in her room. D. Noisy neighbors across the street. Number 33. I like your background, but you seem to lack some experience.
I know, but I promised to give all my effort.
I'm afraid you'd be coming in at a lower salary.
Aren't there other benefits I could look forward to?
Yes, but it depends on your performance after 3 months.
If you give me a chance, I know I can prove myself.
Question. What is mainly happening in this conversation? I like your background, but you seem to lack some experience.
I know, but I promised to give all my effort.
I'm afraid you'd be coming in at a lower salary.
Aren't there other benefits I could look forward to?
Yes, but it depends on your performance after 3 months.
If you give me a chance, I know I can prove myself.
Question. What is mainly happening in this conversation? A. The man is helping the woman fill out an application form. B. The man is interviewing the woman. C. The man is explaining the company policy. D. The man is offering the woman a salary raise. Number 34.
How come you never come to class anymore?
I got a second job, so I have no time.
That's really going to hurt when exam time comes.
I really need the money to buy a car.
What's more important, a car or passing this class?
You're right. I need this class more than a car. Question. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
How come you never come to class anymore?
I got a second job, so I have no time.
That's really going to hurt when exam time comes.
I really need the money to buy a car.
What's more important, a car or passing this class?
You're right. I need this class more than a car. Question. What are the speakers mainly discussing? A. About the man's schoolwork. B. About the man's mandatory courses. C. About the man's graduation requirements. D. About borrowing some money for a car. Number 35. What seems to be the matter?
I think I ate some bad shrimp.
Do you have any allergies?
Not that I know of. I eat shrimp all the time.
What symptoms have you had?
Nausea, vomiting, and stomach cramps.
Question. What is the man doing in the conversation? What seems to be the matter?
I think I ate some bad shrimp.
Do you have any allergies?
Not that I know of. I eat shrimp all the time.
What symptoms have you had?
Nausea, vomiting, and stomach cramps.
Question. What is the man doing in the conversation? A. Examining the woman. B. Talking about seafood. C. Worrying about the woman. D. Warning the woman about allergies. Number 36. Did you hear about that fire?
No, what happened?
There was a huge wreck on the freeway.
Oh no, were many people hurt?
I'm not sure. Let's turn on the TV to watch the news.
The news won't be on for another 30 minutes.
Question. What is correct according to the talk? Did you hear about that fire?
No, what happened?
There was a huge wreck on the freeway.
Oh no, were many people hurt?
I'm not sure. Let's turn on the TV to watch the news.
The news won't be on for another 30 minutes.
Question. What is correct according to the talk? A. There were car crashes on the freeway. B. The woman saw the news on TV. C. There was a wildfire near the freeway. D. A few people were injured from the accident. Number 37.
Hey, I really like this song.
I don't. I prefer classical music.
What don't you like about pop music?
It's too simple and shallow.
Not all classical music is complex, you know.
Yes, but I still prefer it over mainstream music. Question. What is the main topic of this conversation?
Hey, I really like this song.
I don't. I prefer classical music.
What don't you like about pop music?
It's too simple and shallow.
Not all classical music is complex, you know.
Yes, but I still prefer it over mainstream music. Question. What is the main topic of this conversation? A. Mainstream music these days. B. The characteristics of pop music. C. Their different tastes in music. D. The history of classical music. Number 38. Thank you for calling the Center Hotel. How can I help you?
I'd like to reserve a room.
Would you prefer a room with a single or double bed?
Can I get a single with a mountain view?
I'm sorry. Mountain view rooms are in honeymoon suites only.
I'll take a single room anyway.
Question. According to the phone conversation, in which room would the woman stay? Thank you for calling the Center Hotel. How can I help you?
I'd like to reserve a room.
Would you prefer a room with a single or double bed?
Can I get a single with a mountain view?
I'm sorry. Mountain view rooms are in honeymoon suites only.
I'll take a single room anyway.
Question. According to the phone conversation, in which room would the woman stay? A. A single room with a mountain view. B. A single room with no mountain view. C. A suite room with a mountain view. D. A honeymoon suite with no mountain view. Number 39. Do you remember we're going to the pool today?
Sure. Don't forget your sunblock.
That's okay. It's cloudy outside.
You should always wear sunblock outside.
Even when the sun is not out?
You can still be affected by the sun's rays.
Question. According to the woman, what should the man do? Do you remember we're going to the pool today?
Sure. Don't forget your sunblock.
That's okay. It's cloudy outside.
You should always wear sunblock outside.
Even when the sun is not out?
You can still be affected by the sun's rays.
Question. According to the woman, what should the man do? A. Go to the pool on a sunny day. B. Play pool inside. C. Wear protective gear. D. Put on sunscreen. Number 40. I got accepted into law school.
Congratulations! When do you leave?
Classes start in 3 months.
Do you have a place to live yet?
That's the only problem. I don't.
At least you have some time to find a place.
Question. Which is the man's concern? I got accepted into law school.
Congratulations! When do you leave?
Classes start in 3 months.
Do you have a place to live yet?
That's the only problem. I don't.
At least you have some time to find a place.
Question. Which is the man's concern? A. Dealing with the housing problem. B. Getting financial aid. C. Paying tuition for law school. D. Lack of time for finding an apartment. Number 41. Amy, do you want to go camping next weekend?
I'm not much for the outdoors.
But we're going to be in a cabin instead of tents.
Aren't there wild animals, though?
Sometimes there are deer, but nothing to worry about.
I think I'll stay in my cozy city apartment.
Question. According to the talk, what would the woman like the most? Amy, do you want to go camping next weekend?
I'm not much for the outdoors.
But we're going to be in a cabin instead of tents.
Aren't there wild animals, though?
Sometimes there are deer, but nothing to worry about.
I think I'll stay in my cozy city apartment.
Question. According to the talk, what would the woman like the most? A. Playing tennis at a park. B. Visiting a wildlife zoo. C. Staying inside the cabin. D. Staying at her place. Number 42.
Did you see the new comedy playing in the cinema downtown?
3 times already.
I heard it was supposed to be hilarious.
Yeah, and it's got good acting, too.
I want to see it, but I have no one to go with, and you've already seen it.
I wouldn't mind seeing it again. Question. What can be inferred from this conversation?
Did you see the new comedy playing in the cinema downtown?
3 times already.
I heard it was supposed to be hilarious.
Yeah, and it's got good acting, too.
I want to see it, but I have no one to go with, and you've already seen it.
I wouldn't mind seeing it again. Question. What can be inferred from this conversation? A. The man enjoyed the movie a lot. B. The man will not see the play again. C. The woman doesn't like comedy. D. The woman rarely goes out. Number 43.
Did Sally tell you about her foot?
No. Did something happen?
Yeah, she accidentally stepped on some glass.
How did she do that?
She wasn't wearing shoes outside.
I hope she got it treated at the hospital. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation?
Did Sally tell you about her foot?
No. Did something happen?
Yeah, she accidentally stepped on some glass.
How did she do that?
She wasn't wearing shoes outside.
I hope she got it treated at the hospital. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. Sally dropped a glass cup by accident. B. The man works at a hospital. C. The man has not heard about the accident. D. Sally was hospitalized after the accident. Number 44.
I really need to go to the library.
What for? At this late hour?
I need to finish my final paper.
You must be going to the library that's open 24 hours, right?
Yeah, my paper's due tomorrow.
You always wait until the last minute. Question. What can be inferred about the woman?
I really need to go to the library.
What for? At this late hour?
I need to finish my final paper.
You must be going to the library that's open 24 hours, right?
Yeah, my paper's due tomorrow.
You always wait until the last minute. Question. What can be inferred about the woman? A. The woman often studies in the library. B. The woman has finished her assignment. C. The woman is well organized with her homework. D. The woman usually puts off her assignments. Number 45.
I'm hungry. What are you in the mood for?
I want to eat something spicy.
We had spicy curry yesterday.
I know, but I'm still dying for it.
Well, I'm sick and tired of spicy food. Can we try something else?
How about Italian? We can both get what we want. Question. What would the woman probably have?
I'm hungry. What are you in the mood for?
I want to eat something spicy.
We had spicy curry yesterday.
I know, but I'm still dying for it.
Well, I'm sick and tired of spicy food. Can we try something else?
How about Italian? We can both get what we want. Question. What would the woman probably have? A. A spicy Italian dish. B. The same dish as the man would have. C. Non-spicy food. D. The same curry they had yesterday. Part 4. Item numbers 46 through 60. You will now hear 15 spoken monologues. For each item, you will hear a monologue and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now, let's begin part 4. Number 46. On this important day, I'd like to remind my fellow graduates that leaving university shouldn't be a sad occasion, but rather a happy moment when you can finally say, I did it. Years of studying and learning have led up to this one day of accomplishment. On this day, we become citizens of the world that will help to improve and shape the future. With our spirit and education, we will gain experience that will help us to help others. So don't look back and face the future. Question. What is the purpose of this talk?
On this important day, I'd like to remind my fellow graduates that leaving university shouldn't be a sad occasion, but rather a happy moment when you can finally say, I did it. Years of studying and learning have led up to this one day of accomplishment. On this day, we become citizens of the world that will help to improve and shape the future. With our spirit and education, we will gain experience that will help us to help others. So don't look back and face the future.
Question. What is the purpose of this talk? A. To encourage failing students. B. To celebrate graduation. C. To urge students to study hard. D. To attract voters for the election. Number 47.
Although Martin Luther King Jr. started his career working in church, he was best known as a civil rights leader in America during the 1950s and 1960s. Always focusing on peaceful protest, King's most famous political act was probably an African-American-led boycott of segregated city buses in Montgomery, Alabama. In 1956, African Americans won a huge victory, and King gained fame as a civil rights leader when the city buses desegregated their seating.
Question. What is the talk mainly about? Although Martin Luther King Jr. started his career working in church, he was best known as a civil rights leader in America during the 1950s and 1960s. Always focusing on peaceful protest, King's most famous political act was probably an African-American-led boycott of segregated city buses in Montgomery, Alabama. In 1956, African-Americans won a huge victory, and King gained fame as a civil rights leader when the city buses desegregated their seating. Question. What is the talk mainly about? A. People's respect for Martin Luther King. B. Martin Luther King's achievement. C. Martin Luther King's career in church. D. The harsh life of African Americans. Number 48. Hi, you've reached MacArthur Pest Control. Your business is important to us, and we're sorry to have missed your call. Our regular business hours are from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, from noon to 5 p.m. To have your call returned as soon as possible, please leave your name, number, and a short message about why you called. For pest emergencies, please call 1-800-555-4432. Thanks again for your call. Question. Which is correct according to the recording?
Hi, you've reached MacArthur Pest Control. Your business is important to us, and we're sorry to have missed your call. Our regular business hours are from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday from noon to 5 p.m. To have your call returned as soon as possible, please leave your name, number, and a short message about why you called. For pest emergencies, please call 1-800-555-4432. Thanks again for your call.
Question. Which is correct according to the recording? A. They have the same operating hours every day. B. They ask for personal information to reply to messages. C. In case of emergencies, they require your address. D. They are open around the clock. Number 49.
When traveling in Southeast Asia, there are certain health recommendations to keep in mind to prevent avian flu. First, stay away from rural areas and farms, especially those in close contact with chickens or other birds. Also, keep an eye on your children. Young kids tend to touch things and then put their fingers in their mouths, which can spread disease. And last but not least, wash your hands. This is the simplest and most effective way to keep you and your family germ and disease free while traveling abroad.
Question. What is the topic of the talk? When traveling in Southeast Asia, there are certain health recommendations to keep in mind to prevent avian flu. First, stay away from rural areas and farms, especially those in close contact with chickens and other birds. Also, keep an eye on your children. Young kids tend to touch things and then put their fingers in their mouths, which can spread disease. And last but not least, wash your hands. This is the simplest and most effective way to keep you and your family germ and disease free while traveling abroad. Question. What is the topic of the talk? A. How to be safe from avian flu. B. An effective way to overcome avian flu. C. How to take care of children safely. D. Safety rules while driving. Number 50. Are you tired of trying every cream and lotion out there? Do you just want a simple product that will give you clear and wrinkle-free skin? Well, throw out all those other bottles. Skinfully Beautiful is the only serum you will ever need. It reduces wrinkles and gets rid of pimples. Multivitamins nourish skin and help get rid of those ugly lines. Just apply once in the morning and evening after washing your skin, and watch the years melt away. Try it today. Question. What is being advertised?
Are you tired of trying every cream and lotion out there? Do you just want a simple product that will give you clear and wrinkle-free skin? Well, throw out all those other bottles. Skinfully Beautiful is the only serum you will ever need. It reduces wrinkles and gets rid of pimples. Multivitamins nourish skin and help get rid of those ugly lines. Just apply once in the morning and evening after washing your skin and watch the years melt away. Try it today.
Question. What is being advertised? A. Wrinkle-free pants. B. A product to improve skin. C. A cleansing product. D. A vitamin pill. Number 51.
Welcome, future graduates of the class of 2010. As president of the school, I'd like to first congratulate all of you for making it this far. Since you know how difficult it is to get into university, you should also know how hard it is to get out. But let me say that college is not only just a time for intense studying, but also for learning about who you are as a person. And I sincerely hope that you will learn about the world and yourselves during your years with us.
Question. What point is the speaker trying to make? Welcome, future graduates of the class of 2010. As president of the school, I'd like to first congratulate all of you for making it this far. Since you know how difficult it is to get into university, you should also know how hard it is to get out. But let me say that college is not only just a time for intense studying, but also for learning about who you are as a person. And I sincerely hope that you will learn about the world and yourselves during your years with us. Question. What point is the speaker trying to make? A. Completing the coursework is important. B. Studying hard is the first priority. C. Searching for identity is as important as coursework. D. Traveling the world is encouraged. Number 52. Attention all library patrons. We'd like to thank you for visiting the New York City Public Library today. We will be closing in 20 minutes. Please take all materials to be checked out to the nearest counter. All reference books and other media should be returned to specific carts located throughout the library. Internet access will be turned off in 10 minutes, so please save any unsaved work. We will open again Monday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you. Question. What is the main purpose of this announcement?
Attention all library patrons. We'd like to thank you for visiting the New York City Public Library today. We will be closing in 20 minutes. Please take all materials to be checked out to the nearest counter. All reference books and other media should be returned to specific carts located throughout the library. Internet access will be turned off in 10 minutes, so please save any unsaved work. We will open again Monday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you.
Question. What is the main purpose of this announcement? A. To announce the library policy. B. To notify the library's closing. C. To welcome visitors of the library. D. To notify the time of library opening. Number 53.
The first U.S. Census was taken in 1790 and only recorded general information such as the name of the head of the household and a simple demographic recording of the rest of the members of the family. As the country developed its wants and needs, the information the census kept track of also changed with it. Eventually, other data, such as the number of slaves per household and causes of death, were included in the census, which is still taken every 10 years.
Question. What is the lecture mainly about? The first U.S. Census was taken in 1790 and only recorded general information, such as the name of the head of the household and a simple demographic recording of the rest of the members of the family. As the country developed its wants and needs, the information the census kept track of also changed with it. Eventually, other data, such as the number of slaves per household and causes of death, were included in the census, which is still taken every 10 years. Question. What is the lecture mainly about? A. The importance of implementing a census. B. The history of the U.S. Census. C. The way of estimating population in the U.S. D. How the early U.S. Census performed. Number 54. Although there were several different causes for World War II, such as communism and racism, there are two more popular causes that are generally believed to be the main reasons why World War II happened. The first of these reasons was Germany's invasion of Poland in 1939. The second cause was Japan's attacks on the U.S., China, and other countries. These attacks were immediately met by armed resistance from different countries, known as the Allied countries. Question. What is the cause of World War II according to the lecture?
Although there were several different causes for World War II, such as communism and racism, there are two more popular causes that are generally believed to be the main reasons why World War II happened. The first of these reasons was Germany's invasion of Poland in 1939. The second cause was Japan's attacks on the U.S., China, and other countries. These attacks were immediately met by armed resistance from different countries known as the Allied countries.
Question. What is the cause of World War II according to the lecture? A. Allied countries' attack. B. Poland's invasion of Germany. C. Nazism and racism. D. Japan's invasions. Number 55.
Today is sunny and cloud-free, but everyone should know that our weather can change in an instant, and that's the case for us this week. Tomorrow there will be plenty of sunshine and a mild breeze from the east, but on Tuesday that will all change. Clouds will come in sometime in the late afternoon, and by nightfall we will have heavy thunderstorms in various parts of the north, so don't put away your umbrellas just yet. Sports is up next after this commercial break.
Question. Which is correct according to the weather forecast? Today is sunny and cloud-free, but everyone should know that our weather can change in an instant, and that's the case for us this week. Tomorrow there will be plenty of sunshine and a mild breeze from the east, but on Tuesday that will all change. Clouds will come in sometime in the late afternoon, and by nightfall we will have heavy thunderstorms in various parts of the north, so don't put away your umbrellas just yet. Sports is up next after this commercial break. Question. Which is correct according to the weather forecast? A. It's cloudy and windy today. B. The weather is likely to be stable this week. C. There is no chance of rainfall this week. D. It is likely to rain on Tuesday. Number 56. This is a reminder about the monthly meeting for October. This month's meeting is especially important since we are going to lay down an outline for our upcoming financial year. All employees are encouraged to attend and submit any ideas or suggestions concerning any aspect of their departments at the meeting. Mark your calendars. This Thursday, September 27, at 3 p.m. in Central Meeting Hall, room 604. Refreshments will be served afterwards in room 603 across the hall. Question. Which is correct according to the announcement?
This is a reminder about the monthly meeting for October. This month's meeting is especially important since we are going to lay down an outline for our upcoming financial year. All employees are encouraged to attend and submit any ideas or suggestions concerning any aspect of their departments at the meeting. Mark your calendars. This Thursday, September 27th at 3 p.m. in Central Meeting Hall, room 604. Refreshments will be served afterwards in room 603 across the hall.
Question. Which is correct according to the announcement? A. Only executives need to attend the meeting. B. This upcoming meeting is particularly significant. C. The meeting will be held outside the company. D. A buffet will be served after the meeting. Number 57.
Today's lecture will cover the immune system's response process. The first stage is identification, which is when our immune system finds disease-causing microbes by locating specific signs on their surfaces, called antigens. Any kind of foreign object, whether it is bacteria or a virus or something else, has its own individual antigen that makes it different from the body's cells. So when the immune system discovers such organisms, it attacks and kills them.
Question. Which is correct about the immune system? Today's lecture will cover the immune system's response process. The first stage is identification, which is when our immune system finds disease-causing microbes by locating specific signs on their surfaces, called antigens. Any kind of foreign object, whether it is bacteria or a virus or something else, has its own individual antigen that makes it different from the body's cells. So when the immune system discovers such organisms, it attacks and kills them. Question: Which is correct about the immune system? A. It identifies harmful objects in the body. B. It will be developed by a series of injections. C. Only bacteria and viruses attack the body. D. Antigens are the main cause of diseases. Number 58. In today's workshop, you are going to learn the ins and outs of PhotoCap, the best software to create images as well as edit them. The easy-to-use interface allows you to jump from one file to another without having to open several different files. Another benefit of the software is all the different capabilities for photo editing. If you want to make yourself look taller or younger, it's no problem for PhotoCap and takes no time at all. So let's get started. Question: Which is correct according to the talk?
In today's workshop, you are going to learn the ins and outs of PhotoCap, the best software to create images as well as edit them. The easy-to-use interface allows you to jump from one file to another without having to open several different files. Another benefit of the software is all the different capabilities for photo editing. If you want to make yourself look taller or younger, it's no problem for PhotoCap and takes no time at all. So let's get started.
Question: Which is correct according to the talk? A. Wearing the cap can make you look younger. B. The software has superb image editing functions. C. By using this software, pictures come out clearer. D. The software doesn't support image creating function. Number 59.
Cancer vaccines can be used to either treat an existing condition or to reduce the chances of getting a certain type of cancer. One controversial example is the human papillomavirus, HPV, vaccine, which targets certain kinds of the sexually transmitted disease. This disease can eventually lead to a type of cancer in women, and some states in the U.S. are considering passing laws to make it mandatory for all females of a certain age to get the vaccine.
Question: What can be inferred from this lecture? Cancer vaccines can be used to either treat an existing condition or to reduce the chances of getting a certain type of cancer. One controversial example is the human papillomavirus, HPV, vaccine, which targets certain kinds of the sexually transmitted disease. This disease can eventually lead to a type of cancer in women, and some states in the U.S. are considering passing laws to make it mandatory for all females of a certain age to get the vaccine. Question: What can be inferred from this lecture? A. Not taking a cancer vaccine is illegal. B. Cancer vaccines can prevent developing a certain cancer. C. Women have a higher chance of getting cancer. D. Cancer vaccines have been used in practice recently. Number 60. Sandra Cole's newest film, Fatal Fantasy, is a tale of revenge. As a child, Lara, played by Sophia Morgan, witnessed the murder of her entire family. After spending 12 years in a mental hospital, she is finally released. Her only goal is to find the nameless killer, played by James Fry, whose face she still remembers exactly. This story has a twist ending that will not be soon forgotten. Question: Which is correct about Fatal Fantasy?
Sandra Cole's newest film, Fatal Fantasy, is a tale of revenge. As a child, Lara, played by Sophia Morgan, witnessed the murder of her entire family. After spending 12 years in a mental hospital, she is finally released. Her only goal is to find the nameless killer, played by James Fry, whose face she still remembers exactly. This story has a twist ending that will not be soon forgotten.
Question: Which is correct about Fatal Fantasy? A. It is based on the newest novel. B. The heroine is determined to get revenge. C. The heroine lost her memory. D. It is banned for its brutality.